This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I have been working to invent a new spell called the Gift of Lesser Talk. It doesn't seem to be helping with my small talk at social gatherings, and I often find myself drained. Magic may not be the answer, but I know therapy can help. Do you know what's the right amount of socializing for you? Or how you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to stop draining your social battery and start living your best life. Therapy has allowed me to focus on better interactions in my own relationships so I can really enjoy my life and share the things I value with friends. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Happy New Year, everyone. If you're on Earth, that is. If you're on Gamelon 4, happy Monday. It's your pal Craig here, along with my partner in crime, PV3.
Hello.
While everyone on Foon finishes out their solstice vacation, we're dropping back into the main feed to give you a taste of what you've been missing if you haven't checked out the Hello from the Magic Tavern Patreon.
Oh, yes.
Glad you asked, PV3. Magic Tavern is independent now. We're entirely supported by listeners just like you. Yes, you! And we thank those listeners with a whole mess of bonus content, like today's transmission in which Arnie introduces Chunt and Usador to Earth Breakfast Cereal. Don't worry, I'll mention all the other great benefits of supporting the show at patreon.com/magictavern, but first, let's play the bonus transmission. Enjoy!
Hello from the Magic Tavern! Patreon episode. It's a bonus, guys.
Ooh, I'm so excited. I love the sound of that word, Patreon.
I know. I'm excited about it too. You know, usually we start these episodes and we have to like build up some enthusiasm. We're just like, oh, fucking content. But
sorry,
this is a Patreon.
Sorry, what? You have to do what?
I'm just assuming we all...
No.
John,
I have
like
the,
before
I have the opportunity... to provide enthusiasm for everyone. And I'm happy to rise to the occasion.
Usador, what is your attitude before we do the show, usually?
Well, usually I'm just excited to be here, thinking of ways that I can continue to spread goodness and happiness throughout the world. And then I turn to my two boon companions and I say, let us create entertainment of the most wonderful kinds.
And now I'm excited because we're doing a Patreon thing.
Woo. Oh, yeah, yes. Baby.
Yes, you said that that now our fans will be able to support us directly. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. As I understand it. I've got to be honest, I haven't read all the fine print.
So, like, if I'm out in the wild and I'm running after, like, a bird playing tag or something, and I trip, that means one of our patrons will catch me. They'll support my body and my full weight.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Thank you.
And if one of us, for some reason, is teleported to Earth or something and we need to crash on somebody's couch.
Just find a patron.
Wow. Thank you all for doing that.
And we have your names, too. Don't think we can't
we
find
do?
You.
We do? We have their names?
We have their names and we know how big their couches are.
Oh, yes. That's going to be part of the form.
Kyle.
Kyle, we know how big your couch is.
Not big enough, Kyle.
I shall lay mine back on that couch, and you shall bring me delicious treats.
Speaking of delicious treats, I'm very excited. We got a transdimensional delivery of this giant box.
Oh.
Full of earth breakfast foods.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Arnie, you've never told us much about earth breakfast foods. I'm so excited.
Now, is this the point in the bonus episode where people realize they've made a mistake by supporting us?
I think it's more the kind of thing where, like, the second they hit send, there was a feeling of regret.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's dig into this breakfast food.
Okay, so on Earth, we have a lot of the same breakfast foods as you have here, although there's a lot less blood and viscera involved.
No blood sausage?
Well, there is blood sausage.
No viscera toast?
There's not viscera toast.
Aww.
Which I'm going to say I hate, but I'm starting to hate less.
Any urine pudding?
Not on purpose, but probably.
Well, it doesn't sound like breakfast to me, but show me what you got.
Hold on. okay, go ahead.
Okay. Inside this box are a bunch of other boxes. Oh, here, I'm going to shake one. Of breakfast cereal. And we're going to do a taste test of all these breakfast cereals from Earth.
Wow. So this is breakfast cereal. So there's also lunch cereal and dinner cereal?
Yeah, if you're in college, I think there is. But these are mostly meant for breakfast.
So all of these boxes of food are based off of the first podcast?
Hold on. These boxes of cereal are based off of Conan Needs a Friend?
Burn.
So I guess, let's see. Yusor, can you magic us some bowls and spoons?
Of course. Arath, Toroth, and Arath!
Sorry, can you make my bowl a little bigger?
Wow.
And can you make my spoon a little smaller? Thank you.
And of course. Can you clean my bowl? You've clearly been having some urine pudding in this thing.
Well, I'm sorry. I suppose we could have just gotten bowls and spoons here from the bar at the Parasocial.
Oh, that's right. I really like this place.
I feel like I know this bar.
Yeah.
I feel like a connection to this bar. Yeah, does that make sense?
As soon as I walked in, I felt like they're my best friend.
Not just that. I feel like this bar knows me.
Yeah.
Also, I've heard this bar is haunted.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah, that's why it's called the Parasocial.
Like paranormal, but more social.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Arnie, let's dig into the cereal here. It's this box here. Ooh. Oh. Arnie?
Yeah?
What? Who is this little slab of bee? Yum, yum, yum. Introduce me.
Oh, well, okay. Well, this is a classic Earth cereal called Honey Nut Cheerios. There is also a total shit cereal on Earth called Cheerios. But Honey Nut Cheerios is really good. And
are they rivals?
Not really. They're just not in the same league.
Oh, sweetie, those are buttholes. They should be called Honey Butt Buttholes.
Honey Butt Buttholes?
Yes. Right? Am I crazy? Those are little oat buttholes.
You're not wrong. And it's so sad because children eat these.
I'm sorry, but I'm upset about this. Why does it say on the front, made with real honey? What other kind of honey is there?
Well, first of all, they're lying, probably. I'm guessing it's not made with real honey. On Earth, we have something called flavors.
Huh.
And eventually science moved past real flavors into invented flavors, and then invented versions of real flavors, and then eventually everyone was obese and didn't know how to taste real things anymore.
Huh. Oh. And Arnie, this is a Patreon episode, so anything we say here, is it canon or is it not canon? Because on Foon we have 31 flavors and that's it.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll hold you to it in the Patreon episodes.
Phew.
But don't think that your world is the only one capable of inventing flavors. If I put my great wizardly mind to it, I suppose that I, too, could invent a new flavor, say a 32nd flavor.
What? Would it just be a combination of two of the original 31?
Maybe. Let me think. What flavor doesn't exist in nature that I could create? Here, Arnold, stick out your tongue.
No.
You're going to be the first to taste it. Come here.
We got all these boxes of delicious cereal.
But first, I'm going to invent a flavor. I'm going to put it directly on your tongue.
Okay.
I just invented blue raspberry.
Ooh.
It's pretty good.
Oh, wow.
32!
And Arnie, don't forget, in Foon, every flavor is made with beaver gland. Ooh, Arnie, it's so cool on Earth that your cereal prevents you from eating too much. See, up in the right-hand corner, it says glutton-free. That's so great. It prevents you from being a glutton.
Yeah, because, you know, you don't want to munch on too many of these little buttholes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can never have too many buttholes, famously.
Yeah, let's pour some out. Let's get to it.
All right.
Oh, yeah, let's pour out some cereal for all the dead buttholes.
Oh, I'll get some milk from the bar. I'll be right back.
Ramshackle. Oh, Ramshackle. I need some milk here.
Oh, he's calling the cow that works behind the bar.
Mm-hmm. It's a ghost cow.
It says boo instead of moo.
Boo.
Wait.
I'm just doing an impression.
Oh, okay.
Ramshackle the ghost cow milked herself and gave me this milk here.
She did that very fast.
Well, she's a professional.
So this is ghost milk?
Yeah.
So to me, it just looks like milk, but with a sheet over it and little eye holes cut out.
Yeah, like Ramshackle, the cow with the sheet over her.
Fair enough.
Now, if this ghost milk achieves its true purpose, will it finally move on to the afterlife?
Come on, let's not get hung up on that right now. Plenty of time for that later. Let's try some cereals.
Oh, wait, hold on. Huh? I'm so sorry. I didn't think about this beforehand. I don't think we can do this episode.
All right. So long.
Usador, come back.
Goodbye.
Usador.
Yes, what?
Arnie, what are you doing? He was waiting for an excuse.
I know. Yeah, it's okay, Usador. You can leave.
What? Well, okay, fine. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Now that he's gone, Arnie,
good
introduce
luck keeping
me.
Patrons without me around, assholes.
He's got sway and he knows it. Arnie, now that he's gone, can you introduce me to this little bee?
What's his name? I'm sure it has a name, but I don't know its name. On Earth, there are lots of cereal mascots, uh-huh. And some of them have names that everyone knows, and some of them don't.
So cereals are like colleges?
A little bit.
Huh.
They're showing their support through the animal that's usually a crazed maniac, if I'm being honest. But this is one of the more, like, sophisticated mascots. It's a bee. I don't know. What name do you think it should have?
It looks to me like a Henrik.
Henrik.
And here's the thing. Honey is just like bee spit, but this bee has like a little stick, like a little wand with honey on it. So he's like above spitting, which makes me think he's like very regal. Maybe royalty.
Oh, queen bee, king bee. I don't even know. I mean, I guess I don't need to make any assumptions about this bee's gender.
Yeah, honey's a fluid. Usador, you should come back here. We're drowning.
Yeah, we...
What?
We're drowning. Come back.
Fine.
Look, Usador, I was about to say, we have a challenge in doing this episode, which is, on Earth, a lot of people have physical pain from hearing the sounds of people eating.
Oh, no.
And the way I eat is real weird.
The people don't want to hear us crunch and munch?
They don't.
Aw.
Well, I guess we'll cancel this episode. Sorry, patrons. You got a good, how many minutes was this?
It felt like 400.
Yeah, divide that a little bit. Just under 10. I think we're good.
Wait, Usador, you're a wizard. Could you, I don't know, muffle our mouth sounds?
Oh, you want me to cast Cone of Silence around us?
Well, no, because that will dampen the episode. We can't be totally silent. Can you use magic to, like, change the sounds we make when we eat?
Yeah, Cone of Silence. Cone suggests dessert, and we're having breakfast, Usador.
Yes, that's a good point. You want me to change the sounds that us eating cereal would make? Why, how could I transmogrify sound itself? Ah, Eroth, Toroth, Kara, Pop Filter!
All right, I guess
let's all dig in.
Yeah.
Here we go, first bite. Here comes the dragon right into its cave.
Oh, this is quite nice, actually.
Yeah, huh. It's a classic.
It's sweet, but not too sweet.
Yeah, these crunchy buttholes are okay.
I like these crunchy buttholes.
Honey butt buttholes. I can't stop eating these.
And these buttholes stay firm in milk without getting too soggy.
I feel like my friend Omar would like these. Can I keep this box?
Sure.
And it's not to just stare at the bee.
I must say, having partaken in some earth delicacies in my short time
Wait,
there.
Wait, I'm so sorry to interrupt. Chunt, stop kissing the box.
Don't kiss the box, Chunt.
Okay, okay.
Chunt, here's why. That big box is full of these boxes. What if there's an even sexier serial mascot waiting for you around the corner?
Arnie, can we get to the next box quick?
Yes. Well, here's the thing. We started with some sophisticated buttholes, but now what if we transition to some just over-the-top, colorful buttholes? I am speaking, of course, about Fruit Loops.
Oh, fuck me. Who is this bird?
This bird does have a name, and I do know it, but I'd be curious first to hear what names each of you think this toucan has.
This is the most beautiful tropical bird I've ever seen. I want to say its name is something like Perestroika.
It looks a bit like a Peter Skarsgård to me.
Arnie, were we close?
No, it's much more tropical and exotic than that. This bird's name is Sam.
Ooh, Sam, short for
Toucan Sam.
Wow.
Oh, that almost rhymes.
Ooh, toucan play at this game. Hey, friend, can I get some of your colorful buttholes?
So is this the shape of all cereal?
No.
And it just comes in different flavors?
No, there's a lot of loops, though.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so these are Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops, but it's spelled in a playful way.
Fruit. Huh. And I'm the one with reading problems?
So they're root-flavored cereals, but why do they put the F in front of root?
No, it's fruit.
Like tubers and carrots and just other roots. Oh, it's what?
No, it's supposed to be fruit because it maybe almost tastes like fruit, but really it tastes like chemicals.
Well, why didn't they call it chemical loops? Or why didn't they spell fruit F-R-U-I-T, like a normal person would?
Because then it wouldn't rhyme.
Yes, what? What? It doesn't rhyme now.
It clearly has a lot of O's.
That's not how rhyming works.
Oh, Arnie, I just looked at the Honey Butt Buttholes box, and it looks like that's actually military food. It was made by General Mills.
Yes, General Mills, the mortal enemy of the makers of Fruit Loops, which is Kellogg's.
Wow.
Yeah, give me a quill so I can try to get out of this tropical forest. A little maze here on the back of the Fruit Loops. Let's see if I can...
Oh, no, dead end.
It's a dead end.
Wow, you suck at this. Why don't you shrink yourself down and walk the path?
Good idea.
Is he going to get trapped in a picture again?
Oh, and Arnie, this box says that it's family size.
Mm-hmm.
What? And it's only about, I don't know, an inch taller than the last box? So family size means it's an inch taller?
Yeah, it sort of tricks people into paying more for the cereal.
Dead end. I have another dead end.
It's so much harder to do when you're inside the maze. Why does he keep doing that?
Yeah, I guess he doesn't realize when you shrink yourself, your brain obviously becomes smaller. Use it or unshrink.
Me no know how.
Why?
He's going in a loop. In a fruit loop.
Whee!
At least he's having fun. Arnie, pour me a bowl.
Okay, here you go. Now, these are a little wilder than the Cheerios.
Oh, I'll have a bowl as well.
Oh, you're back. You found your way out.
There you go.
Congratulations.
I've learned the hard way that when I shrink myself down, I must put a timer on it so the spell wears off on its own. Otherwise, me no know how.
Arnie, it's so sweet, cloyingly sweet, but I have to say I love these unnatural flavors.
Yeah.
Yes,
it sort of tastes like Sprite Zero.
Is this based on some sort of fruit from your world that doesn't exist here in Foon?
No, I think they're mostly just based on colors.
Oh, okay. So, they're not roots, even though they spell it with root with an F, and they're not calling them chemical loops, so why don't they call them color loops?
I don't know.
Oh, wait, I think I know the answer. Arnie, didn't you say on Earth that fruit is another name for Vin Diesel?
Mm-hmm.
Sort of addicting, though. So sweet, you'd think you'd get sick of it, but I really just want another bowl.
Oh, look at this. Three of my teeth fell out.
Oh,
Just scarf them down. Gump, gump, gump.
Let's see another box. Are you guys ready for some more cereal? How, first of all, let's check in. How are you guys doing? You're not used to eating.
Well, Chunt just ate his own teeth, so I think that tells you something.
But I feel great. I feel wired. I feel like I tackle the world.
Yeah, I'd say the odds are 50-50 that those teeth you swallowed, they just go through your circulatory system and then just pop back into your mouth.
That's how it works.
So as we go along the evolution of breakfast cereals, what would you think if I said,
this is an evolution? So Honey Buttholes gave birth to Fruit Loops?
So Honey Nut Cheerios were first.
Yes, I guess I would confidently say that's probably true. Now, this next one, I don't know if it was before or after Fruit Loops. All I'm saying is now we're going to add marshmallows.
What? For breakfast?
For breakfast?
For that's, breakfast.
That's and this is scandalous.
This is legal on Earth?
Mm-hmm. This is a cereal that I ate almost every day for most of my childhood until what? One day I just looked down at the bowl and I was like, I can never do this again. And this is the first time I have had Lucky Charms since then.
Huh, I don't know what those are, but somehow I get the sense that that's the saddest story I've ever heard.
Yeah, yes, I can't imagine having marshmallows for breakfast, especially as a child. It seems criminal.
I was into it.
Oh, motherfuck, who is that unicorn?
Holy shit.
Well, hold on. The unicorn
is a sexy fucking unicorn.
The unicorn is not the mascot of this cereal. It's a support player. The leprechaun is the star of Lucky Charms.
Well, move over, leprechaun. There's a new horse in town, and that horse has got a horn, and it's going to fuck you up with some wild-looking three new unicorns. Oh, my God. Goodness.
Arnie, why is the cover of all cereal boxes just straight up porn? I would fuck all of these animals.
Yes, so many Sean, animals.
You would fuck all of the animals.
Yeah.
Now, wait, are any of these animals in the cereal?
Well, I mean, there are marshmallow unicorns, I guess.
Do you know what marshmallows are made from?
No.
Arnie, they're made from gelatin, which is made from horse hooves.
Oh, shit.
We're eating horse.
I don't
and
think
pour
that's right,
me
okay.
a bowl, baby.
Another fucking dastardly leprechaun trick.
Wait, Arnie, this one says large size. What's the difference between family size and large size?
I mean, familyless people can eat Lucky Charms as well.
Oh, so if you're single, you get large size. If mm-hmm. you have kids, you get family size.
Mm-hmm.
How do they know you have a family? Do you have to bring them?
No. Well, here's the thing. You probably won't buy it unless there are children begging for the cereal. And that's why the boxes are so appealing, so kids will want it.
You know, Arnie,
it's very confusing.
Arnie and Foon, we have leprechauns. They typically don't hide big gold cauldrons full of marshmallows. Usually they hide gold.
I don't know, though. If you think about it, wouldn't you rather have marshmallows for breakfast?
Yeah.
I suppose so.
Mm. So now be careful. Because from all the commercials, what I can tell is that this cereal is addictive to children. Like, they really want this cereal, and they're constantly trying to steal it from Lucky the Leprechaun, who's doing magic tricks and saying things like, oh no, they're after me Lucky Charms. I'm going to make a balloon and fly Wait, away.
This is a crime.
This man is on the run. Let us help him.
Yes, why doesn't the unicorn help him? The unicorn has a beautiful magical horn and could take Lucky far away from these terrible children.
But the unicorn's only making it worse. Because if you look at the box, you guys yourself said that you're very drawn to this unicorn. So
oh,
that
I'd
makes
fuck
you
that
want
unicorn
this
right
cereal
now.
Even more.
Fuck. Well, if the leprechaun is the main character, and these kids are tracking him down, chasing him down in hordes to steal what he has, Arnie, I can only assume that these should be called Unlucky Charms.
Yeah. It's an O. Henry story, if ever there was one.
A what now?
An O. Henry story.
Mm-hmm. Save it for the candy bar episode. Now, let's try these.
Okay. Now, there's a line of dialogue from a Lucky Charms commercial when I was a child that I think of all the time. And I think it's relevant for this moment. And in it, Lucky the Leprechaun meets a caveman. There's a little bit of time travel.
Huh.
And he befriends the caveman. And at the end, they sing the jingle together. And it goes, Frosted Lucky Charms, Ooga Lega Miga Chiga.
Huh.
That's a direct quote, and I say that with confidence. There's not a day that goes by
Arnie,
that I don't at some point in the silence just look off into the distance and think, Frosted Lucky Charms, Oogalega miga chiga.
The thing that I find most upsetting about this is I know this is 100% true.
And Arnie, didn't you say on Earth that Zendaya is Oogalega miga chiga? I thought I remember you saying that. Well, let's... Oh.
This is the episode that makes the most sense of any we've ever done.
Oh, my God. Arnie, these are magical. I just ate this out of the box. I didn't even put it in milk, and it's incredible.
Yeah. Delicious. Magically delicious.
Well, I take personal offense to that. They are very good, though. Although they seem more like a dessert to me. But also, what the hell is the part that's not marshmallows? What the hell is that?
Shit.
Why isn't it just the marshmallows then?
I know, right? I've written so many letters.
I mean, I think it's insane to eat marshmallows for breakfast. I will state that. But it's more insane to have marshmallows for breakfast and then say, well, how about some dry shit in the middle of those?
Look, I guess I get it. Sometimes you just have to balance things out with a little bit of filler, and as long as there's not too much, it's okay. Like, you can put a couple live shows in the main feed, and it's okay. Just not too many.
Okay, well, we have to move on because I'm getting diabetes. So let's... Okay. Oh, my goddesses. Who is this sun presenting me with?
Well, how many times have you said that?
What is raisin brain?
Oh, it's raisin bran.
Next.
Okay, fair enough. Oh, you're in luck with this next one. Look at this fucking bonkers rabbit.
Raisin for breakfast?
That's a rabbit?
Oh, shit. That is a sexy rabbit. He seems so excited.
This is the Trix rabbit.
That white blob with two white tentacles coming out of its head is a rabbit?
Yeah.
All right.
And here's the sad story of the Trix rabbit. He is just desperate for Trix.
Oh.
He's not like Lucky the Leprechaun, who is protecting the cereal from the children. In this case, he just wants that sweet cereal, and the children cruelly keep him away from it.
Why are the children in your world so cruel?
They're horrifying.
They're harassing Lucky the Leprechaun. They won't give any of this cereal to this poor rabbit.
In their defense, they've been eating the sugar cereal every morning for a decade.
They're high on the sugar.
I hate to say it, but I think cereal is drugs.
Yeah.
Cereal is drugs.
Wait a minute. Every time I try and put this cereal in my mouth, it disappears.
Oh, silly badger. Trix are for kids.
What the fuck?
You can't have it. And the sad truth is, over time, you're going to slowly be driven insane by your unquenchable desire to have these Trix.
So, oh, I get it. I can't eat it. And that's the trick? And this rabbit is some sort of demon?
No, the cereal is the demon. The rabbit is a victim.
The rabbit's a victim, yes, exactly. Yeah.
Twist.
This cereal is almost like a cursed ring that calls out to you, but will only destroy you. It's Trixie.
Now, what makes them classic tricks? Are there neo-tricks?
Classic is just a word that Earth people slap onto things to make it seem interesting.
Right when you said neo-tricks, I tried to eat the red one, but it disappeared.
Don't eat the red pill. This is very disappointing. I have to be honest. None of us can eat this cereal if Trix is for kids. Why did they even bother sending it to us?
Maybe it was sent to us by an enemy.
Ooh,
oh, yes.
Smart. Always
fucking
thinking,
Kyle.
Always but, thinking oh. Three tricks ahead. Kyle, fuck you and your couch.
We will get your couch. And not only shall I sleep upon it for 4 days and four nights, I shall abscond with that couch and bring it back to Foon with me.
And you know fucking Kyle's mattress is just on the floor.
Fucking Kyle.
Kyle doesn't have a bed.
Get it together, Kyle.
Kyle, this next box that I pulled out of the big box is more what you need. You need something that's very austere, makes you feel a bit more like an adult. This seems like a cereal for serious people because it's called Life. Think about your life. Is that what people do? They get up and they get this box of cereal out and they look at it and they go, oh my God, my life.
This is cereal that's so depressing you have to contemplate your choices?
Sort of. I mean, when you're eating cereal in the morning, when you're a child or before cell phones were invented, you would just stare at the box. But now you just stare at your phone or something.
And Arnie, this might be a dumb question. I hope it's not. Does Life, the cereal, get super hot while you eat it? I just noticed that the pieces are ventilated, so I was just curious why unless they move super fast and that's like streamlined.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I've never had life cereal before.
What?
I mean, I just always thought it was kind of boring. Like when I was a kid, I ate kid cereal, and then I didn't eat cereal so much when I was an adult, occasionally dipping into some of the...
What are you now? You said when I was a kid, and then you said when I was an adult, as if you are now a third different thing.
I don't know. That question just stopped me dead in my tracks. I'm just staring at this box of life cereal now.
Is this like the riddle of the Sphinx? Well, Arnie, let's give you your first bowl. Here you go. Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me keep shaking. What the fuck?
Oh, we should be careful. Chunt, if it's life cereal, it might be like Red Potion.
Oh. I was saying what the fuck because on the box it shows the little ventilated panels, and then it shows a bunch of raspberries. But there's no raspberries in this box.
Where are the raspberries?
Where are the raspberries, Arnie?
Oh, that's just called advertising. That's just lies that you put on a picture to make it look better.
Why is cereal the most devious fucking creation on Earth? They're always tricking you or lying to you.
Fear not. I shall overcome this impasse. I shall make up for where the cereal creators have let us down. Let life now be filled with blue raspberries.
Now we're talking. Huh. It's not bad, but the second it hit my milk, it turned to basically liquid. Gross.
Yeah, it's not good. I don't care for it.
Okay, let's... let me do it.
Yeah, just like a grain film on top of this milk.
Let me find a good one here. Okay, what is this?
Holy shit, that tiger's about to eat that entire bowl.
Once you did it again, Arnie, you little SOB. This is the sexiest tiger I've ever seen, although he looks... fake because he's not blue. He's like an orange tiger?
Yeah. He's kind of like a Bengal tiger, I think.
I don't see his wrists, so I'll trust you on the Bengals. But
his nose is blue.
I mean, it doesn't make sense for a predator to wear Bengals. They're going to hear him clanking around.
And he's got a kind of jaunty red bandana tied around his neck.
Oh,
just
I thought
so
you
know, he's sort of a 70s swinger.
Oh, yes. See him on the side there? He's got his little red bandana on and... It looks like in the front he's saying, "They are great."
No. He's saying they're great.
Arnie, I'm glad you said jaunty because I thought you were going to say he looks a little jaundiced because his eyes are yellow.
His eyes. I've never noticed this before. His eyes are yellow, like he's
like a cat,
just full up to the top with urine pudding.
So they're great. Does he stutter?
No, he gurs. They're great. Great.
Oh, that's sort of clever.
And what is they he's referring to?
Is it us?
They're basically cornflakes, but with the sugar you would pour on it already, like, baked into the flake.
Oh. Ooh, and look, there's strawberries in the box.
No, that's just the picture.
All right, this one has a military commander on the front. His name is Cap'n Crunch.
Huh, and he's saluting us.
He's saluting us. And then the cereal, I can't tell if he's saying it or the cereal's saying it, but it says, "Crunch, it ties me, Cap'n."
Yeah.
Is the cereal being asked to be made more crunchy? Does the captain make things crunchy?
That's just an expression that, like, teens and like to say. They like to say things like, "Crunchitize me, Cap'n," or "Notice me, Zaddy," things like that.
So if I'm on Earth and I want to blend in with a group of teens, I should walk up to them and say, "Crunchitize me, Captain."
Well, no. Oh, here's where you fucked up, though.
Oh, okay.
You said, "Crunchitize me, Captain." No. It's "Crunchitize me, Cap'n."
Ah, yes. The abbreviated, I see. Yes, it does make a difference. Teens like looser language, less formal than I would care for. So yeah. I would come up to them and I would say, "Dear teens, crunchitize me, Captain."
I mean, the more we talk about it, the more it sounds like a kinky S&M thing. Mm-hmm. Crunchitize me, Cap'n.
Here, let's try some of these real quick, though.
I mean, it's definitely got a sexual component. I mean, he's wearing this uniform, but I don't know that he's with any military that I'm aware
of. It's all role play. You can tell by his mouth.
This is like biting into a rock. What the fuck's the point of this?
Yeah, what the fuck is this? This is garbage.
This is so hard. Why would it be? I understand that it's called Crunch and that there's a general or captain involved, and they're very serious and very stern. But this is not pleasant to eat.
Well, there are lots of different flavors. It's just fine.
Hey, Arnie, even though I don't like the cereal, I do think that Cap'n is pretty cute.
That's the thing.
Could you make it so that, you know, me and the Cap'n make it happen?
Do you want him to crunchitize you?
I mean, I wouldn't mind. Notice me, Senpai. Come on. Arnie, hook it up.
Okay, here. You can have this box. You can have all of these boxes.
Yes. Thank you. You're
clutching some of them very hard, though.
Ooh, what about this box? Ah, it's a vampire. Quick. Arnie. Nah. Garlic. We need garlic.
No.
My steak. Quickly, a steak.
No, you do not need to be afraid. This is Count Chocula. He is the mascot for the same named cereal, Count Chocula.
The eponymous.
It's a chocolate cereal with monster marshmallows.
Oh, marshmallows?
Yeah. But hey, if this is taking it up a notch from Lucky Charms, it's marshmallows and chocolate.
Oh. And so he puts this out on his doorstep, kids come and eat it, and then he drinks the kids' blood?
Yeah. It's a bowl for you and a bowl for you.
Thank you.
What, does he drink the kids' blood?
You know, I've got to be honest. I'm trying to think back. I don't really remember what Count Chocula's relationship to the cereal is.
Huh. Or does he drink the kids' chocolate?
Ooh.
Is he actually a chocolate vampire? Huh. Is that where the chocolate in a cereal comes from? This vampire goes around and sucks chocolate out of children?
Don't say that. And then, that's the worst sentence I've ever heard.
Wait, no, let's start saying it. I want to suck chocolate out of children.
No.
Arnie, what's wrong with that sentence?
This is the worst.
I'm doing nothing wrong.
Oh.
And then he uses that chocolate to make this very cereal, because if that's the case, I won't even have a bite.
Please, patrons, if you're listening to this, you support us, you care about us, don't repeat or tell anyone about anything that's happened in this Count Chocula chunk.
Okay, so it says chocolatey cereal with monster marshmallows. Monster Marsh? Was he working in a lab when he made these?
Whatever happened to the Transylvania twist?
Why didn't they just call them Monster Mallows instead of Monster Marshmallows? Missed opportunity in my book.
That's true. Oh, and it looks like on the back there's a cutout mask.
Oh, so I could also look like a pervert.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Do we have any scissors?
Actually, I did try these. They're pretty good. They're better than the Lucky Charms, for sure. Because the dry shit in the middle at least tastes like chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, guys, I found the heaviest box in here. Oh, it's so heavy. What is this? The original grape nuts. Arnie, is this a joke? There's no sexy animal on the front.
This is a cereal for adults. This is kind of like the adult cereal.
Where's the mascot, Arnie?
There is no mascot. It's cereal forward. It's the concept of being adult is the only theme that this cereal has.
Comes with strawberries and blueberries, though. That's
nope,
nice.
Nope, that's just in the picture.
No,
But the only other thing in the picture is a big bowl of what looks like dried bear scat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
But at least it comes in the mail. It says post right at the top.
Oh.
Let me try some here.
How is it? It looks scary.
I don't think this is edible.
It'll make you poop.
What?
Here, I'll try. I'll try a little bit. That's even worse than the Captain Crunch. So hard.
Arnie, I hate to be the one that has to educate you on this. Any food will make you poop.
Yeah, I'm gonna skip through some of these boxes here. Oh, speaking of sexy animals, look at this one, Chunt. Honey Smacks. Check out this frog.
Damn! Who does frog? Dig 'em.
That's a hip frog.
It's wearing its hat sideways and everything.
Wow. And he has freckles. I've never seen a frog with freckles. He's so cute.
Sweetened puffed wheat cereal. Ooh, that looks pretty good. Here, let's get some of these for each of us. A little bit of the milk. We're almost out of milk here. Might have to go get some more.
I mean, I've been in the bedroom and I've had some honey smacks, if you know what I mean.
It's sweet. But then once you get under the layer of sweet on top, it sort of tastes like...
Styrofoam?
Hot styrofoam garbage, yes. What sad thing happened to you when you ate Honey Smacks, Arnold?
You know, I think I've maybe only had Honey Smacks once in my entire childhood. And I remember liking it, but for whatever reason, I didn't eat it that much. Maybe because I didn't see enough commercials for it. I mean, in my world as a kid, like, your interest in a cereal really is directly proportional to how many commercials you've seen for it.
Hmm. So you didn't buy the food that you liked to eat. You bought the food that people showed you the most.
Yeah, the TV told me what to do.
Huh. So you're very susceptible to suggestion is what you're telling me.
Sure, if you say so.
Give me all your gold. Give me all your gold. Give me all your gold.
I don't have much gold, but...
Give it all to me.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Oh, speaking of bad cereals, look at this. Kix.
No, it's just the name of the cereal, I think. Oh, those are fun mascots, though. They seem very sweet and wholesome.
No, wait, hold on. These aren't the mascots. What? There's no mascot for Kix. Kix's whole thing is it's boring.
I'm looking right at them.
Yeah, it's two what seem to be naive adolescent dogs staring right at us.
I assume that their names are Strong and Bones.
Paw Patrol.
I don't know what that is.
Man, pretty brilliant to associate cereal with cops.
I don't know. That uniform works for Cap'n Crunch, but this dog, nuh-uh. All dogs are bastards.
But they do go to heaven. Oh, Arnie, I found the most colorful box.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Fruity Pebbles.
Who are these two gentlemen?
And why don't they shave?
Boy, this is complicated. They're cavemen.
Okay.
Oh, the one that met Lucky the Leprechaun and said the phrase.
Well, no, these are more advanced cavemen. They say
what was
more
the phrase
than,
again?
Oogalega miga chiga. They say more advanced English, like yabba dabba doo.
Yabba dabba doo. All right. Well, ho ho ho, I'm ha ha hungry. Let's dig into a bowl of this.
Why are there so many animal ones, and then one that just has two cavemen on it? That seems very peculiar to me.
Yeah, are they brothers? Are they lovers?
They're neighbors.
There's no context. That's how are we supposed to know from the context? It's just two guys celebrating cereal.
Here's the thing. They are weird mascots, but they're basically from a, I don't know if popular is the right word, old cartoon on my world. And so I guess they were cheap enough to slap onto a cereal, but still popular enough that kids would care.
So you're telling me these two grown men who are celebrating with pure joy and are both wearing no sleeves are not lovers?
No. And they're not wearing pants.
Well, yeah, that's just one big shirt.
And they both have really hot wives.
What?
Yeah, like the kind of hot that you notice and think about.
Let's dig into that a little more.
What?
Look, Earth people know what I'm talking about. I'm sorry. Look, they're not on the box. And that's not my fault. And I cannot properly explain it. They just have hot wives that you
Arnie,
notice and
you,
think about.
Arnie,
you,
you
don't feel
to
great
it.
About that, but you notice.
It's a living. You don't have to explain it. Arnie, I am concerned because it feels like the larger gentleman on the left is wearing a shirt made out of the tiger from the previous...
Oh, no, you're right. Yes.
No. Don't worry. They're from a totally different time period, so that is probably Tony the Tiger's great-great-great-grandfather or grandmother.
Oh. Huh. But are these little tiny rocks taste like fruit?
Yeah.
Wait, that's an amazing thing that exists on your world. We don't have rocks generally that taste like fruit unless they've been magically altered in some way.
I know you love rocks.
I love rocks.
Oh, this is delicious. I feel like if it were only cocoa-flavored, it might be my favorite cereal.
There's not just Fruity Pebbles. There's also Cocoa Pebbles.
What?
But unfortunately, there's not a box of that here.
Oh, wait. Fucking hell. Arnie, Usador, quick. Quick, what? Grab what? Your bowl and drink the milk. Just the milk.
Okay.
Ooh.
What is that?
That's good.
This cereal has somehow changed the consistency and flavor of the milk.
I like that very much.
I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's sort of... What's the flavor of it, though? I can't quite place it. Sort of like...
Fruity?
Yes, if the flavor that you would describe as fruity tasted nothing like fruit, then that's what this flavor is.
Yeah. So, Arnie, how come they spell fruity F-R-U-I-T-Y?
Yeah, another one spelled it the other way.
So that it wouldn't rhyme.
Okay.
Although, also important detail that might not be clear to you from the box, Pebbles is the name of the child of one of these two gentlemen.
That's horrific.
Excuse me now? What's this?
The larger gentleman has a child named Pebbles. And I guess the cereal is named after her?
So you know the larger gentleman's daughter's name, but not his name?
His name is Fred. Sorry, his name is Fred. Fred Flintstone.
He's a caveman, and his name is Fred? Shouldn't it be like Oong? Or like, huh?
No, he's more sophisticated. And this younger guy is named Barney Rubble. And his child is named Bam Bam.
So they come more from modern Stone Age families.
Yes. What?
Wait, you have some explaining to do, Arnie. Now, on the back of the box, the man who's wearing a tiger shirt is driving a car.
Well, to be clear, he's running a car.
Yeah, look right underneath there.
Yeah, underneath, he's just running it with his feet. His
feet are sticking out.
Oh, is that how you drove your car into the portal?
No, because there have been advances in how cars work since then.
So you're calling the floor of a car an advancement?
Yeah. Also, there have been a lot of advances, in fact. For instance, in my world now, if you run a vacuum cleaner, it's just a machine that sucks up dirt off of the ground, as opposed to like a...
Baby elephant?
Elephant trunk. Baby elephant trunk.
Huh.
And an umbrella isn't like a bird that you stretch in a weird way. I'm guessing.
Now we're talking. Where's Sam at? Sam? Sam, it's raining.
I still don't understand why they're not called Freebles Peebles, but that's fine.
They do look like Freebles Peebles.
Especially if his name is Fred. You could call him Freddles Pebbles, and it'd be a little bit closer to rhyming.
They should be called Fredibles Edible Pebbles.
I'm on. Sure those exist, but they're, I'm having a stroke. They're not officially sanctioned.
Well, Arnie, I have to say, I am completely stuffed, and I could not suck the chocolate out of one more kid. I am stuffed.
Oh, shit. What? I forgot the most important. Like, if you're not children, we should have gotten high before we ate any of this stuff.
What?
You're not high?
We took Morglorb hours ago.
Oh.
Why do you think I want to fuck all these creatures on the box?
Oh.
Freebles Peebles.
Freebles Peebles.
Peebles.
Mario Van Freebles. Arnie, say Freebles Peebles.
Freebles Peebles.
Right?
Yeah. Say the caveman thing again.
Ooga lega miga chiga.
Ooga lega miga chiga. Ooga lega miga chiga.
Time ran out. Frosted Lucky Charms. A historic part of this nutritious breakfast.
Ooga mega mega jiga.
Oh, for fun. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chaunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patreon supporters get two new bonus episodes like this one each month, and a bunch are already waiting there for you, like Fall Asleep with Flower, a Usador and Spintax holiday special, and even a brand new Boys Night. You also get ad-free versions of the main show, which includes Season 1, 2, and 3, and all Season 1 of Earth Games came to the Patreon in November, and Season 1 of Behind the Tavern hit Patreon in December, and, probably something else is going to come in January. Can't wait to see what. To learn more, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Special assistance by Ryan DiGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. We'll be back next week with a regular episode. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.